Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm fine, Tommy, considering all, you know, the conditions.
Yeah, it started Sunday morning, I guess, and it freaked me out because, you know, I turn on a faucet, nothing happens. I checked the, because there had been all of the talk of snow and everything, and I checked the phone. It's like 50 degrees, so I'm thinking, wait, what? But tell people what happened and what the situation is with the water in Plaquemines Parish, please.
Yeah. Well, about 2:30, 3 o'clock Sunday morning, a young lady or an individual fell asleep at the wheel and ran off the road at the around the Methodist Church across the street from the high school, ran through an electrical pole and really did a number on one of our fire hydrants. And when they broke it, it didn't break just at the ground level. It broke all the way down to our 20-inch main line, which services water from Belle Chasse to Port Sulphur. And it turned out to be quite the repair. For, you know, thank goodness for Inframark and Entergy. Those guys, they weathered the storm and stayed out there for 17 hours until they could get it repaired and, you know, restore water to the community.
So
now we are under a boil water advisory. You know, because of this right here, the lab, LDH's lab, is up in A-Meet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with Martin Luther King Day, and we tried to get them to get open so we could get a sample, but just weren't successful at that. And now here we are today and tomorrow, so it's probably going to be Thursday or Friday before we get samples up to A-Meet to get results, on our water situation. But we do have running water.
Let's talk about water pressure, people running faucets all the way down, up from Belle Chasse all the way down to Venice, and concerns moving forward here with this weather.
I'm sorry, Tommy. Run that by me again?
I was going to ask you to talk about concerns with the weather, starting at Belle Chasse, running all the way down to Venice, points in between. What are you hearing about snowfall and water pressure and people running faucets? I know that you're already under boiled water advisory, so I don't imagine that would affect that. But when it comes to fighting fires and those kind of things.
Well, you know, you're right. Our pressure is back up to where we normally are. You know, we run at a higher pressure than our neighboring parishes do. So we're about 60 pounds of pressure. We're able to produce the water. We continue to produce the water. We just need to be, you know, we are going to be running the trickling of the water and all. And I guess it's, as we monitor that, we just might have to just, you know, keep updates with the community on that as well.
Are you so there's no concern about low water pressure for firefighter or anything else anywhere in the parish?
Oh, no, sir. Not right now, Tommy. And look, the other day, our fire department, they were in communications with Jefferson Parish's fire department. You know, although the water pressure was down low, we had two tanks ready to go from Jefferson Parish to come help us with any kind of fire. So, I mean, the fire departments, they were on top of things, due diligence and all, and they're in front of any kind of problems that we could potentially have.
What kind of snowfall is the parish seeing? Because I'm at work. I don't know. I live in Belchase. Is Belchase getting a lot?
Oh, we're getting it. It's almost, it's, Tommy, I've lived in Germany and other world, you know, mm-hmm. places north of Louisiana, and I've seen real snowfall before. This is real snowfall.
What would you, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to ask you about Highway 23 and so forth and being open and the Belchase Bridge or Woodland Highway access and egress from the parish into or out of it if people have to leave.
Right now, Woodland Bridge is closed down. They just shut that down in the last 30 minutes. The Empire Bridge is shut down in Empire. But the drawbridge on Highway 11, it's in a closed position. It's traffic is it's open to vehicle traffic. I haven't heard anything yet as far as the drawbridge in Belchase and Plenary. They're monitoring the bridge, the new bridge that's being built. So those two bridges are still open.
If for whatever reason, would there be a concern between the drawbridge and the new bridge that they built, or is Sheriff saying anything about maybe two-way traffic to keep that open? And is that DOTD or is that the parish that's taking care of that?
DOTD takes care of the Belchase Bridge, which is the old drawbridge. Mm-hmm. Should it get closed, Plenary is monitoring the new bridge that's being built. And should the drawbridge get closed down, then they will do a contraflow, a two-way traffic on the big bridge.
So what's your concern right now, Keith, as we go into tonight and the next couple of days, or next day, really, I guess?
I guess the biggest concerns is, you know, the amount of snowfall, the amount of time that we're going to be under freezing conditions, and it just being able to monitor that and keeping people safe at home and staying off the highways and just realize how bad a situation that this is right here.
And also, I guess, be aware of the space heaters and the fireplaces and those kind of things. Just I always tell people, if you're doing something that's outside of your normal routine, think twice about it.
Well, and another thing I always say, if you have to ask, then maybe you shouldn't.
There you go. You know? Don't do it. Thank you, Keith. Any final thoughts?
No, Tommy, I appreciate the opportunity to spread the news for Plaquemines Parish, and thanks for everything that you do for us as well.
You bet. Anything changes, let us know. Keith Hinckley, president of Plaquemines Parish. And I would encourage everybody, especially my neighbors, to take some pictures of your houses and your neighbors' houses, because you never know what if they'll be able to take them or not. Maybe you get a better shot than they do, and make a great Christmas card next year if you can have a picture of your house in the yard with a couple inches of snow on it. So get out there, take pictures, have fun, play with your kids. Just be safe. We'll take a break. Talk to Newell Norman when we come back here on WWL as our coverage of the great snowfall of 2020.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne Shredded, Sliced, or Chunk Cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.